Okay, welcome everyone to Connecting with Your Loved Ones, Soul to Soul. Very happy you are here tonight and joining in oneness. It's a perfect time for meditation. So I just want to give you a couple technical things. If you want to raise your hand or ask any questions. If you're on the webcast, you probably can type in your question. you can type in the question, and, you know, I do bop back and forth to that screen to see if anybody's typed a question, but I'm on another screen, or you can raise your hand, star 2. If I do end up unmuting the group and you have a lot of background noise, just hit star 6 on your phone. And if you do ask a question, you have to unmute yourself by star 7, okay? And know that this is recorded and you can access and redo this meditation over and over again in the email. I gave you the link to the recording. Matter of fact, the link that you access the meditation on the internet turns into a replay page probably about an hour, 2 hours after the meditation. And, you know, that's what's great about doing these telemeditations is that you can go back and listen to them over and over again. So the other thing I want to mention is that this is an hour long. This is your sacred time. This is your time to take for yourself. So, you know, be mindful. Be mindful that you have a quiet space to have quiet time for yourself. You can ask people not to disturb you. If you are on the computer, be mindful of surfing the internet so you can stay present and get the most out of this. And, I think that's it. This is your time. So please, again, if you have any questions, please type them in or raise your hand, star 2, and I'll unmute you and we can go from there. So the reason I was inspired to do this meditation is some of you know and may not know, I've been teaching and helping others because it's how I connected to my own soul over 20 years ago. I kept asking to see into the soul. I kept asking over and over again, how do I see into the soul? I really want to see into the soul, and I would walk to the park every day. I want to see into the soul. How can I see into the soul? I was kind of obsessed with it. And one day, after about a month of asking in meditation, my guide said, are you ready to see into the soul? So they gave me a process, which is called my soul entrainment, which entrainment means aligning to the soul and attuning and becoming one with the soul. My soul entrainment modality, which I do both privately and in groups. Matter of fact, I have my 2-day training and certification this weekend, if anybody wants to join us. It's a virtual training. And I help people connect with their soul, because the soul has all the answers. Our soul knows everything about us, past, present, and future. Our soul is one with the universe, with every soul in the universe. Our soul is one with our angels, guides, masters, teachers, loved ones who have passed. And we are the soul even before we're a human being, and I'll explain that more in a minute. So I have used this modality for over 20 years, and I really had this idea because almost 3 weeks ago, Sunday, Louis had a heart attack, and ended up having to be taken away in ambulance and ended up spending from Sunday to Wednesday in the hospital. And because of everything going on with the virus, it was very challenging, heartbreaking, and traumatic. But he went off in the ambulance, and I didn't know if I was going to see him again. I knew he was having a heart attack, even though they didn't want to tell me that. And then he was in the hospital, and you can't go see anybody in the hospital now. So between all the ups and downs during that time, I had a friend remind me, even though she didn't even really understand the work that I did, that, you know, you can, as she said, quote, go through the back door and connect with his soul and be with him soul to soul. And I was so distraught that I kind of forgot, even though I teach it all the time. But I did end up doing that, and I'll share my experience. But I also did this when my sister was in the hospital over 20 years ago with streptococcus, and I was in Boston and she was in Miami. And because she had the flesh-eating disease, they had to put her into a coma. And I could not, my kids were very young at that time, and my parents really didn't, they went down immediately, but they really didn't tell us what was happening. And we didn't know it was such a serious situation. I mean, yes, she was in a coma, but I didn't know that she would end up dying after 2 weeks. But one thing I started to do was every day I did what I'm going to do with you tonight, and I connected with my soul, then I connected with her soul, and I could communicate with her. I felt I was there with her. Even though she was in a coma, she was speaking to me soul to soul. So, you know, it's, you don't need somebody's physical voice to communicate. You know, we communicate telepathy, telepathically, or what is that the word? Telepathically, yes, with our angels, guides, masters, teachers in spirit, with our loved ones in spirit. It's through thought form or intention. And so I was communicating with her, and she was telling me that she could hear everything everybody was saying in the hospital, and she wasn't in any pain. She, you know, I believe this not just in my sister's situation, but I've been told this, and I truly believe this. I've been shown many, many times that, you know, when you're in that amount of, your physical body's in that amount of trauma and pain, your soul pulls you out of the situation and you're not in any pain. You know, your soul protects you in that way. So she would tell me, tell mom and dad I'm not in pain. I can hear everything they're saying. And if some of you have not read Anita Morjani's book, Dying to Be Me, when she had a near-death experience and she was in a coma, her experience and how she shared it in her book was exactly how I experienced communicating with my sister in a coma. And the day before she died, I was having a massage because I was very stressed out, and my soul left my body during the massage and met with her soul, who was at the crossroads of making a decision if she was going to stay on the earth plane, because they would have probably had to amputate several limbs, and I don't even know if she would have survived, or if she was going to leave her physical body and pass. And she, again, we were communicating soul to soul, so I know that this can be done. And She showed me, she had been shown by her guides. She didn't, you know, say guides, but she had been shown if she did make the decision to leave her body and pass, that she showed me the peace that she would have. And I went into that blissful, I imagine what people experience in a near-death experience, that place of pure bliss and oneness and heaven, and it was beautiful and it was peaceful, and I could understand why she would choose that, because it was going to be much harder to stay in her body and be in that journey than it was to pass. And then I slowly came back to my body because I was freaking out, my massage therapist, because I had stopped breathing and everything. And then later that afternoon, I felt the feeling of death, and the next day she did pass. And then I continued to communicate with her for 3 months very strongly when she was in spirit, and she told me things she was doing. She asked me to write letters to her husband and to my parents. It was kind of crazy, crazy time, and I really wasn't in my body much. And so that's when, you know, I knew that we could communicate with loved ones who have passed, and also we could communicate with people that we weren't physically with, if they were in the hospital, if they were in a coma, if they were even in their own homes now. And so, you know, I have a whole nother level of compassion, and I guess humbleness is another word for humanity right now, because I, in my experience with Louis, it was devastating not to be able to go to the hospital, because I didn't know if I was going to see him again when he went in the ambulance. He was having a heart attack, and I couldn't be with him and support him in the hospital. And he did have a scare of the virus, but they took it temperature wrong. But, you know, we were in that fear for a couple days. He does not have the virus. And we were in that fear for a couple days, and so it was very traumatic. And, you know, then, you know, one thing the firefighters told me when he was leaving in the ambulance, he's, you know, I was hysterical, and they said, you know, we're so sorry, but even children can't go in the hospital with their parents right now. And many of us are separated from our loved ones right now. Our elderly parents, my parents are in Florida, and, you know, my daughter is in Boston. My son is in his apartment with his girlfriend. And it's very challenging. If we go into fear and worry, that doesn't support ourselves and it doesn't support them. So I'm going to guide you all tonight and to your own soul, but then to help you connect with the souls of your loved ones. And, you know, I do this. I go to my daughter because she's got a lot of anxiety in this. And I'll share a protection and how I call on the divine for my loved ones. And I do it in meditation and prayer and journaling in the morning. I pray for everyone, humanity, family, friends, clients, ourselves. And I also do some protection intentions, which I'll share with you tonight, that will help you hopefully release some of the worry and concern. And I do believe, even though you don't have to tell your loved ones you're connecting soul to soul with them, they'll feel it. They really will. I've done it multiple times with my parents in Florida. Like if something, one of them has been sick, or you know, something is going on, I'll intentionally go and sit with them in my imagination, but I know I'm there soul to soul. And, you know, I'll talk to them. I'll encourage them. I'll pray with them. And even if you don't know what's going on with them, it makes you feel so much better. And I do believe your soul is comforting them as well as their soul is comforting you. So we don't have to physically be with them, but we can be with them soul to soul. So I'm going to unmute you guys. Does this make sense to anyone? And does anybody have any questions about what I'm talking about? Anybody? Has anybody done this before?
I have with you, Karen. It's Monique.
Okay. Okay, yeah, Monique. Okay.
A lot.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I totally love it.
I know. It's really powerful.
Yeah. I remember one of the first ones. When I came out, I sat up and I'm like, "Did you hear that?" And you're like, "Yes, I was here."
Anybody have any questions at all? Okay, so you guys, I'm going to mute you, but raise your hand, start to, or type in a question if you do have a question. I'll check it before we go into meditation. But I do want to share the experience that I had with Louis. So it was the night that they thought he had a temperature, which they took his temperature like 3 times in the hospital. And he was, I think, because of all the prayers and the direction I had given the divine to make sure he got the best care and made sure stayed safe in the hospital and took care of him. And they had put him in with a roommate, and this guy was an older man, and I think he had lung issues and everything, and I don't know why. Somebody else told me that their spouse had a heart attack, and they put him in with somebody else that is, you know, definitely a high risk for the virus, and I guess it was on the news and everything. So, and the nurse came in to take his temperature and took it 3 times, and Louis, you know, he told me later, he's like, "I don't feel sick," but she said it was 101, and immediately they moved him to the COVID area, and he was in isolation, but he got his own room, and they took extra precaution. They were all suited and everything like that, and he was in that area, but it scared the shit out of us, to put it bluntly. And it brought up a lot of fear for both of us, even though he kept saying, "I know I don't have the virus, I don't have any symptoms, I don't feel like I have a fever or anything." And after he got into that room, there was a thermometer, and he took his temperature, and it was normal. And I said, "Look, honey," we finally calmed down, and I said, if that's what got you in a private room, then we need to thank the divine, and you're going to get a good night's sleep tonight, and I'm happy you're in that room, and you've got extra precaution, you've got extra care now, and let's just say thank you, and, you know, I don't feel you have the virus either, you know, let's just say thank you, and you're in the right place right now." And so, and they gave him, you know, they tested him for the virus, but we wouldn't have the test until actually minutes before he walked out of the hospital. They came running and told him he didn't have it, which was another answer prayer. Thank you, angels. And, but that night, you know, I was, this is where, in this time period, you know, what we're going through, it brings up a lot of unknown. I was just talking on Facebook Live. It brings up a lot of fear and anxiety, and that does not help, even though, you know, it's challenging, and I would encourage you not to watch the news. I don't watch the news, and I find out what I need to know, because I'm way too sensitive, and I'm an empath, and it does not help me, and my mind starts starts to wander. And so if when you're in fear and worry, it does not help your own body, mind, or spirit, and it doesn't help you physically, mentally, and emotionally, and it doesn't help those that you care about that you can't be with at this time. And so I knew that my fear and worry, because I hadn't slept the night before when Louis was in the hospital, because it was there was so much trauma and everything. And that night I went to bed and I was like, I fell asleep, but then I woke up and I was awake and I was awake and I said, okay. I remembered that my colleague had said, Karen, remember you can connect with, go through the back door and connect with Louis. So I started to breathe and, you know, I'll take you into I'll help you relax more because I'm used to doing it, so it doesn't take me as long to connect to my soul and then to connect to his soul. But I said, I started to breathe and I started to shift my vibration to my soul's energy. And then I ended up, all of a sudden, bam, I'm in his hospital room. And I could feel myself. I knew I was there. Now, again, our soul knows how to, our soul doesn't have the physical costume of our body. It knows how to travel. It knows how to, what do you think you do at night? Donna says, can you connect with your grandchildren even if they are not aware? Absolutely. Absolutely. This is for anyone. You know, your grandchildren, your children, your parents, anybody, either in physical, in the physical body or the spirit body, okay? You can do this with loved ones in spirit who have passed, and you can do it with people that are in the physical body, okay? So, yes, I'm glad you asked that question because somebody else might have had that question. And, again, if you have any other questions, type them in. I just switched over to that screen. So I'm in the hospital bed with Louie, and I just started to talk to him. I said, Louie, I'm here. I love you. And all of a sudden, then I called on I called on Mother Mary. I called on Jesus. I called on Kuan Yin. I called on Isis. Those are the ones that I have been working with daily. And I asked them to surround Louis and to bring healing to him, okay? And so I went into that, and I was sending in healing. I asked, please bring it, if he does have a temperature, bring it down, bring his body back to health and wholeness. And then all of a sudden, because I can connect, and I saw his ancestors. I saw his father in spirit. I saw I don't know some of his aunts and uncles, but I knew that they were there. All of a sudden, I felt his ancestors there. And I'm like, okay. I said, Louis, your father's here. I feel your ancestors are here. And I said, I want you to receive their love, their prayers, and their healing. And, you know, I was kind of his coach, okay? And then all of a sudden, you know, I had been posting on Facebook. If you're on Facebook with me, I'm sure you saw it. But I knew I needed to ask for prayers because I was scared, and I knew that I had a beautiful community and they would pray with me and pray for Louis and pray for myself and pray for all the doctors and the nurses. And so in the days prior, I think over 1,000 people commented on Facebook. It was profound. It was crazy, and I was so grateful. And you know, it's time for us to receive for all that we've shared and supported others. And all of a sudden I saw all those people that had been praying for him, like creating a human chain around South Shore Hospital. I'm like, oh, my God, Louis, there's over 1,000 people. And I'm like, first, funny me, I'm like, well, wait a minute, they're not supposed to be holding hands. They're supposed to be 6 feet apart. I was kind of joking. But I did. I saw them, and I said, Louis, there's over 1,000 people praying. And so think about that. When we pray, you know, our soul is in prayer with others. So I believe I was witnessing the human and the soulness of others praying for us. And it was really, I get chills thinking about it. And I was like, oh, honey, they're all praying. You've got to receive, you know, feel worthy. And all of a sudden I see in the corner of the room, I see his little boy, and he's been working on his inner child. And I'm like, honey, your little boy's there because, and I said, honey, I can't tell you, but it was all so vivid to me. And I'm like, honey, your little boy's there, and he wants to, I said, call him over, tell him, I said, your heart opened, you had a heart attack, but now the stent is put in, your heart opened, like you cracked your heart open, honey, and that little boy needs to come into your heart. And I'm coaching him, and I'm talking to the little boy with Louie. I'm like, Louie, call him over. Tell him he's so loved and he's safe. And, you know, call him over. And all of a sudden, the little boy jumped up on the bed. And like I'm spooning Louie, and now the little boy. I said, Louie, tell him, ask him to come close and just hold him. And tell him how loved he is, how worthy. And you know, and it just felt, it was just so beautiful. And I'm telling the little boy the same thing. And, you know, this big, huge healing was happening. I never expected that part of the healing to happen. And then all of a sudden, the Blessed Mother stepped forward, and this was really the best, for me, the best part. And the Blessed Mother said, Karen and Louis, I'm called the Queen of Peace for a reason, and it's time for you both to have peace. And all of a sudden, swear to God, I felt this rush of peace filling every part of my entire being. And I knew Louis was receiving the same peace. And it was amazing. And all the fear I felt about Louis, and I knew he was going to be okay. I knew he was going to come home. He didn't have the virus. He was going to be okay from the heart attack. I could feel it. The Blessed Mother gave me that entire peace, and it was amazing because I had been in such trauma. And then the Blessed Mother said, okay, Karen, now we're going to continue to bring Louis healing, and now you've got to lay on your back and receive healing because you've been through a lot. And all of a sudden, I had such peace, I said, okay, and I turned on my back, and I laid on my back, and I ended up falling asleep, and I woke up the next morning totally vibrating. And it was 7 o'clock, I called Louis physically in the hospital in real life, and I told him the whole entire thing, and he just cried, and I cried, and I said, it was absolutely so real. And I said, you're going to be fine, and you don't have the virus. And so, you know, I knew that at some point I was going to do this meditation because this is not anything special that I do. I just know. So think about it. This is the description of the soul that I give. When we come into this physical body, in this lifetime, what do we have to do to actually stay in the physical body? We have to breathe. And our soul is our breath. It's our spirit here, housed. Our soul is much bigger than this body, but it's using this vehicle for experience, for lessons, for growth, for creation, to you know, to journey. And then when it's time to leave this earth plane, we take our last breath and our soul moves on to a different plane, a different, there's no time, there's no space, there's no body, but our soul continues. Our soul is eternal. And then the other way I describe the soul is, you know, we return to the oneness. And so if you can imagine, this is, if I was physically in front of you, I would draw an image of a sun. And if you look at, if you draw a sun like a kid would draw a sun, and you draw the circle and then the lines coming off the circle, the rays of light, our soul comes from the center, the sun, or the wholeness, and it comes, and that's the beam of light extending out when we come to this earth. But we're always connected to the center of the sun. We're always, we're part of the sun. We cannot not be. And then when we journey back from this lifetime, we go back to the center of the sun. So we're all connected to the whole. We're all one. And so when we connect soul to soul, we just remember who we are. We remember we're the soul, and that we have the ability to connect soul to soul, breath to breath, oneness to oneness. So what we're going to do tonight is literally first surrender our logical mind and relax our body, connect to our soul, and then we're going to journey through our soul to a loved one. I want you to think about who you would like to visit. Maybe we'll visit one or two people. Think of somebody if you know that they would love to see you or feel you or sense you. Like, I'll probably go visit my parents, and then maybe my daughter, or and, you know, provide some healing, provide some comfort, but know that you're going to receive healing. You're going to receive comfort. You can share anything you want with them. You can ask them if there's anything they want to share with you. And we'll call on the divine for some healing and protection as well. Okay, I'm going to unmute you guys. How does that sound? Any questions? Any before we journey? Does that sound good? Does everybody kind of get this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So find a comfortable spot where you're not going to be disturbed, because you don't want, you don't want to go into this deep connection, this deep experience, and then be journeying and all of a sudden be rattled out of it. You might have a little bit of a hard time getting back in your body after. I've had that done before. So, you know, ask not to be disturbed, and try to turn, you know, phones off or whatever that might distract you, okay? And, you know, when you do this, and, you know, you can continue to do this through the meditation recording, but, you know, you always want to say a prayer. So let's say, you know, this is great to do when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're, you know, worrying, you're thinking too much, and you're in your head, and call in your angels, guides. We'll do it at the beginning, and you know, ask them for protection when you're journeying, and, you know, to help you journey, but also to help you ground back in your body after. Even if you fall asleep, you know, this is what we do at nighttime all the time. You're journeying to other places and other realms, maybe. This is, your soul knows exactly how to do it because it does it all night long. So this isn't anything new, guys. We're just intentionally doing it in this state of consciousness, okay? All right, so just take a nice deep breath in. And as you exhale, let go of everything that happened before you came. Or even close your eyes. Let everything go. Use your breath to let it go. Take another nice deep breath in, and as you exhale, let go of everything that's going to happen after the meditation. Let it go. And just breathe into the present moment. Breathe into the peace, being here now, and taking this sacred time for yourself. This is your time. I'm going to ask you to invite your angels, guides, masters, teachers of the highest vibration of light. Ask them to create a beautiful circle of light, love, healing, peace, protection, wisdom, and guidance around you. Breathe into that love and just surrender. Know that you're safe, you're protected, and you're so loved and guided. Now let's just set the intention tonight to connect soul to soul, and you can decide, at least pick one person. If you want to pick two, we'll see if we can get to two. But pick the first person and the second person. And let's set the intention to connect soul to soul. And to feel that connection, to experience the oneness, the comfort, the love, the healing, the power of this experience. And to bring love, comfort, healing, peace, connection, communication to those you're both to yourself and to another. And if there's anything else you want to set your intention to, just say it to yourself. And then when you're ready, just be open to your highest and best, and the highest and best of all, better than you could ever imagine. Beautiful. And with your eyes closed, I want you to pretend that there's a spot on the inside of your forehead, just between your eyebrows. With your eyelids closed, I want you to roll your eyes up into your head and just look at that spot. Know that some people may see spots, some people may see nothing at all, but whatever you see is perfect for you. As you continue looking at that spot, take a nice deep breath in, hold it for the count of four, and then exhale slowly. You might want to take a couple more of those breaths, knowing that every time you inhale, you become more peaceful. Every time you exhale, you become more relaxed. And as you take that fresh oxygen into your lungs, you transfer it from your lungs to your heart. And your heart pumps that fresh oxygen through your arteries to every part of your body. So your muscles and tendons relax. Your ligaments and joints relax. Your skin and bones relax. And even your cells relax. You're doing just great and feel yourself entering a light state of relaxation, which is comfortable, peaceful, and safe. And as you continue to enjoy this light state of relaxation, I'm going to help you enter an even deeper state of relaxation by simply counting down from 10 to 1. On every number I say, you're going to feel yourself drifting into a deeper state of comfortable, safe relaxation. And when I reach the number 1, you're going to reach your own very deep, safe state of relaxation. So 10, as you go deeper, deeper and deeper, your eyelids become heavier, heavier and heavier. 9, as you drift down, down and down, all the muscles, ligaments and tendons in and around your eyes become loose, limp and relaxed. And 8, as you relax, relax, relax. All outside sounds and noises help you to relax even more. And 7, as you go deeper, deeper and deeper, there's a relaxed, heavy feeling starting in the tips of your toes. Allow this deeply healing and relaxed feeling to flow from your toes into your feet. and know that it flows into your ankles and calves, and feels it flows into your knees and thighs. Let your body receive this peace and this healing, this rejuvenation, as this deeply healing and relaxed feeling flows into your hips, your pelvis. Your body loves this. Your waist and your upper body, as this entire area is deeply relaxed and safe, and this is a safe place to be. And six, as you drift down, down, and down, there's a deeply healing, relaxed feeling starting in the tips of your fingers. Allow this feeling to flow into your hands. Feel as it flows into your wrists as your body absorbs this deep healing and relaxation, needing it so badly during these times. Just say yes. Feel as it flows in your forearms, into your elbows and upper arms, as this deeply healing and relaxed feeling flows into your shoulders, your neck, your face and eyes, and over the top of your head and down the back of your neck, as this entire area is now deeply relaxed and safe, and this is a safe place to be. And five, as you move deeper, deeper, and deeper, now is the time that you can just let go physically, mentally, and emotionally. Your conscious mind can be listening to my words or thinking other thoughts, but your body's totally supported and your subconscious mind is focused on my words and only my words, so there's nothing for you to do. You can just let go. And it isn't often that we can just let go in this busy world, but now is your time and it feels wonderful to just let go. And four, as you relax, 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 there's a new deeply healing and relaxed feeling starting in the tips of your toes. This time it's 10 times more healing and relaxing than before. And allow it to flow into your feet, into your ankles, calves. Feel as it flows into your knees, your thighs. 10 times more healing and relaxing than before. Flowing into your hips, your pelvis, your waist and upper body. As your entire body is now 10 times more relaxed than before, and it feels so good. And three, as you flow down, down, and down, there's a new deeply healing and relaxed feeling starting in the tips of your fingers. Again, 10 times more relaxing, 10 times more healing than before. Your body so needs this, and it feels so good. Allow it to flow into your hands, your wrists, your forearms, your elbows, upper arms. 10 times more healing and relaxing than before. As it flows into your shoulders, your neck, your face and eyes, and over the top of your head and down the back of your head, as this entire area is now 10 times more relaxed than before, and it feels so, so good. And two, as you continue drifting, drifting, and drifting, your body may feel very heavy or very light. Perhaps both may be happening or neither may be happening as you continue drifting, drifting, and drifting. And one, you are now in a deep state of perfect relaxation, drifting deeper with every breath that you take, every word that I say, drifting deeper and deeper into perfect relaxation. It's relaxing, calming, and safe to float even deeper. Now, I want you to imagine, pretend, or just feel this beautiful radiant star above you. You know what a star looks like. The star is symbolic. The star is symbolic to the energy of your soul. your soul that knows everything about you, past, present, and future, your soul that's one with every other soul, your soul that wants to guide you and the other soul you connect to healing today, clarity in your highest and best and their highest and best, better than you could ever imagine. Your soul is one with God and all that is, angels, guides, loved ones in spirit, loved ones in on earth, and all of creation. Trust that your soul knows you so very well, and it knows exactly how to connect with you and become one with you in mind, body, and spirit, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, on every level of consciousness. So take a deep breath of trust, breathe, relax, and allow. In a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 1, and that beautiful light from that beautiful star, the energy of your soul, will shine towards you and eventually merge with your heart, mind, body, and spirit. Trust and allow it to happen easily, effortlessly, and naturally. So 5, imagine and feel the energy and light of that star shining brighter and brighter, coming closer and closer. Getting brighter as you feel lighter. 4, feel its warmth and unconditional love. Closer and brighter as you feel lighter and lighter. Just breathe one with it and welcome it. And 3, feel its light touch upon your chest. And trust that it knows exactly how to merge with your heart. Breathe and imagine that star illuminating in your heart now, shining brighter and brighter as you feel lighter and lighter. Feel as it expands from your heart into your body now, getting brighter and brighter as you feel lighter and lighter. And 2, illuminating, expanding to the top of your head. Illuminating, expanding to the tips of your fingers. Illuminating, expanding to the tips of your toes. Feel as you become that brilliant, bright star. 1, integrating in mind, body, and spirit, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, on every level of consciousness. Just continue to breathe one and allow your soul to fully integrate. Now know that your soul knows you so very well, and it knows your loved one that you're connecting to so very well. Know that you can communicate soul to soul, maybe in thoughts, words, feelings, impressions, or even memories. So trust that your soul will easily communicate with the soul of your loved one, and the soul of your loved one will easily communicate with you through thoughts, feelings, impressions, or even memories. So I want you to begin by bringing to thought who it is you would like to connect to soul, and I want you to imagine on the count of 3, your soul can journey and be with them easily, effortlessly, and naturally. 1, 2, 3. Your soul instantaneously is there, present with them now. Notice what you imagine, sense, or feel. Where are they? And what are they doing? Now I want you to imagine and sense their soul is that beautiful star expanded beyond their physical body. And their soul knows exactly how to connect and communicate to their physical expression so they can feel you, sense you, and know that you are truly there. Just like our loved ones from spirit, just like our angels, guides, that's exactly how they connect and communicate with us. So I want you to go close to them and feel that you can literally sit with them. You don't have to be 6 feet apart. You can sit next to them, hug them, hold them, and breathe one with them right now. Just say, I'm here for you. I love you, I'm here for you. I can connect with you, and you can connect with me. We're connecting soul to soul. And I want you to call both of your angels, guides, masters, teachers, healers, if you choose. You can call on those that you feel comfortable calling on. Feel them create a beautiful circle around the two of you. Feel that you can all breathe together as one breath, one love. And I want you to both receive healing right now, comfort, love. It's hard for both of you not being together right now. Let your angels, guides, masters, teachers, even loved ones from the spirit world support you in healing right now, in comfort, in protection, in peace. Feel their grace flow through and around you both. Encourage your loved one to breathe and receive this healing. Feel as you both surrender into this healing and breathe and receive it together. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and every level of consciousness. They know exactly what you need, so just breathe and receive and encourage your loved one to do the same. Remind your loved one they are loved, so loved. They are never alone, and ask them to feel their divine family around them, to feel your presence with them. Ask them to surrender into the comfort that they are truly never alone and so loved, so cared for, so provided for. Both of you are. And if there's anything you want to share with them, take the time now. Speak to them as if they're right there with you. tell them to receive healing. Tell them how strong they are, how loved. I want you to ask the Divine for all their needs to be met, for whatever care that they need, support, resources. Ask that they're well taken care of. Ask that the right people come to them. All the resources, all the support, all the love, all the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual fuel that they need will be given. And see if there's anything that they want to say or share with you. Ask if there's anything else they need. They just might want to feel comfort, your love, your support. Or maybe they'll ask you something specifically. I'll give them a great big hug. Tell them how loved they are and how much you love them. Tell them you'll check in. You'll continue to send healing and ask them to receive. You'll continue to pray for their highest and greatest good. And ask your divine family of many, your ancestors, your loved ones, ask that they watch over, protect, provide, comfort, care for. And say thank you. And tell them you'll see them later. And I want you to feel your soul journey back as you breathe back to your heart. You feel the star back in your heart. And breathe back into your body. Breathe all the way down to your toes. I want you, one, to come back into your body. Two, feel your fingers and toes. Three, know that you are a soul and you can journey and you're going to practice this with other loved ones or with this loved one. I want you to notice the peace you feel, the comfort you feel in doing this for yourself as well as the other. This is in your power. Four, coming all the way up now, begin to open your eyes. And five, coming back to full awareness. Know that your power is in this choice of using the soul to connect, to love, to heal, to communicate, to comfort both you and other souls. I want to remind you that you can do this with anyone, physically here on earth or in spirit. I want to remind you to say a prayer beforehand or ask for divine support to protect, guide, and assist you. I want you to remember to ground yourself back into your body when you return. And I want to remind you that any time you trip into fear, worry, the what ifs, that you can breathe back into your heart and imagine the soul expand as that star in your heart, and that you can empower yourself and you can empower your loved ones by connecting and communicating soul to soul. So I'm just going to unmute you. How does everyone feel? Does anybody want to share anything from their experience? How did that feel? Did it feel good to do that? Anybody?
This is Linda. And Yeah, it was powerful, I felt. I actually had a lot of chills coming in. I don't know if that's normal.
Yeah, well, that's the way your soul can say that I'm here.
Yeah. Well, it was really nice.
Good. So do you feel that this, it's a good tool, isn't it? An intent more.
It's really good, I find.
Yeah. So again, know that you can practice it with the meditation, and then you can always, you know, you don't, once you practice it with the meditation, you don't necessarily need the meditation. You can just set that intention. Your soul knows how to do this, you know. It's more natural than you think it is. But didn't you feel a lot of comfort doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any other questions before we sign off? Thank you so much for being open for me to share this. And I hope it brings you peace, and I hope it brings your loved ones peace as well. All right, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Blessings, everyone.
Blessings to you.
Thank you.